Welcome to Everyday Drinkers Podcast, Episode 2, Brown Ale. Everyday Drinkers is sponsored by Stomach Pump, when you know you've had enough. We also ask you to respect the laws, drink responsibly, and please, please, please don't be a cornhole. I'm your host, Derek Zomer. On our panel of drinkers today, we have Doug, Dave, and Kate. All of us are from New England, except for Doug. He's down in, where the hell are you, Doug?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Awesome.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah, Raleigh. He's the only one that's actually warm.
Or some kind of travel show.
Freezing our ass off.
All right. Well, I'm just saying it's beautiful. All right. You guys can move out of the fucking cold weather if you want, but you can stay up there if you want to.
Yep. We're stupid.
I wouldn't say that. I'd prefer to say you enjoy the fall.
Right. But not really.
I think fall's pretty much done at this point, and now we're just going to go into a whole lot of misery. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but at least it's pretty.
I love winter.
Pretty. You do?
I love it cold. I like the snow. Love it.
What the
whole
fuck?
Shoveling thing, all that.
Paying for people.
I have
people.
A snowblower.
Damn. You actually
I'm
snowblow?
I'm a New Englander. Yes, I do.
I just have somebody plow it.
Oh, do you?
Hey.
Yeah, I have a snowblower too, but.
Well, I'm the only one. Screw you all. Anyway, what we're going to do today is we're going to cover brown ales. Last episode we covered, what the hell did we cover last time? Shit.
Rum.
Oh yeah, rum. So we decided to take the route into beer so that doesn't look like we're all hardcore alcoholics.
Even
right?
though you apparently killed the brain cells that remembered what we did last week. But
that,
you know.
That was a while ago, actually. A couple weeks ago.
It was
ago.
Not last week,
that's
technically.
True. You're right. See? It was a long time ago. What do you want me to do? That's why. It's not my brain cells. David's a cornhole. Today's show rundown, there we go, is going to be a brown ale, like we said.
I can tell you exactly what a brown ale is.
You could probably do it better than history. Go ahead.
Potentially. Brown ale is actually an ale made with a, you can actually start with a light malt, but then you actually add in roasted malt. And the roasted malt, the different varieties that you add into the malt itself will actually give it the nice brownish color and give it like a little, maybe a little coffee flavor, maybe a little caramely coffee flavor. And they also use the ale yeast, which makes it a lighter body. And generally speaking, if you have a brown ale, it'll taste just a little bit meatier than like a pale ale or a straightforward ale. And usually has a little bit less hop in it. You won't have like the hoppiness that a pale ale or an IPA has.
Hoppiness being, can you describe what a hoppiness tastes like?
Yeah, hoppiness. It'll be a little fruity, maybe a little citrusy on the back of the palate.
Ah, yes. So like you're almost like a chaser. Not really.
So to summarize, it's beer and it's brown.
It's, well, if, I don't know, I mean, we can all do color tests after, but mine is almost like a dark red. A few brands of beer that are considered brown ales. We've got Pete's Wicked Ale, Old Brown Dog Ale, it's got brown in the name, Newcastle, Abita Turbo Dog, Duck Rabbit Brown Ale, and Smutty Nose. And, hey, you guys want to tell me what you guys are drinking?
Yeah, I'm drinking two of those.
Whoa, you are hardcore.
Smutty Nose, Old Brown Dog are the same. Smutty Nose makes Old Brown Dog.
Okay. That's good.
So I'm drinking the Smutty Nose, Old Brown Dog Ale.
So they're different from one another, how?
They're not.
They it should only be one bullet point.
I'm just kidding, I know.
That's okay. What about you, Dave? What do you got?
I'm drinking Harpoon Brown Session Ale.
Holy crap, sounds like overproof.
I don't know, but the idea of having
is it session or saison?
It's a session ale, but the idea of having brown session in the title just seems like badness when you're talking about a lot of beer. But
I think the appropriate pronunciation for that is saison.
What? Really?
Really?
Country? Yeah, it's French. It's country.
Well, wouldn't saison have S-E-I-S? No, this is actually session, like the English word. And their idea is that this is something you would sit down and drink a lot of with a bunch of friends instead of having it with a meal.
Well, you'd do that with all beer?
I suppose, but this one is, I don't know, I can see where they're coming from in the sense that I don't know if I'd want to drink this with food.
Oh, it's like a food in itself.
Kind of, it's just, it's kind of complicated in the way that it tastes, so I can't Something sweet with it would be good for some reason, but other than that, I can't really see it.
Like a Kit Kat?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
A Milky Way? Three Musketeers bar?
We could do this all night.
We could.
We could, but we won't.
Right. Well, okay, fine. Doug, did you already tell me? No, you didn't tell me what you're doing. What are you drinking? You're drinking what I wanted.
Vita Turbo Dog.
Yeah, you're a bastard. I can't get that up here very easily.
Yeah, I know. I feel sorry for you guys because it's the best brown ale you can get.
Well, I'm drinking Sam Smith Nut Brown Ale, and I think that's the best brown ale you can get.
Hmm. That's actually a good brown ale.
You know,
so you guys gonna have like a pillow fight over it or something? What do we do?
no, we're not gonna do that. We don't worry.
Oh, Dave, those are fighting words, man. Come on.
We're not gonna do that, Dave.
It's just not even nice.
I'm not gonna enter mine as a contender as the best one. So.
Hey, you know what? We got this. I sent this the original one out, the original podcast episode. Everyday Drinkers episode 1, and we already had some feedback. Somebody said, actually, it was a buddy of mine, Don, said that he claims to know why rum is stored in a charred barrel. Anybody really know? He saw this on Dirty Jobs on the Discovery Channel.
Oh, that's a great show.
Yeah.
That is a great show.
That show.
Apparently, they char it so that the rum doesn't actually touch the wood. It kind of forms a protective layer, like a barrier between the rum and the wood. But it's still wood, but it's chemically changed since you burned it. So I guess it makes a difference. I don't know.
So that said, wouldn't that mean that it shouldn't affect the color of the rum?
Well, just because it's a protective barrier, I guess, doesn't mean it actually protects it from the color change, I would guess. Because, okay. I mean, it is black and your beer turns a little darker. So, I mean, there's side effects, maybe? I didn't actually... what I wanted to do was go and research it. I'm going to trust the Dirty Jobs guys because they're on the Discovery Channel. And anything named Discovery... They're probably
fact.
Right. Right. It's got to be fact. Why would they put it on the show?
They wouldn't.
Right.
It's like I read this thing on the internet one time. It's got to be true.
Exactly.
Everything on the internet is true.
Here, also, since we had some communication issues, I'm going to cut right into the beer. Ready? This is what I'm drinking, and let me tell you, this thing is awesome. Let me get my church key here, because I got to open another one, because I've already gone through this one. There we go. This is... Sam Smith Nut Brown Ale. It's awesome, and I'll tell you why I selected it. Now, I didn't go with the Nut Brown because it just felt cheap to me, and since nobody had done any top shelf, I figured I'd try a top shelf beer. And I've had it before, and it's awesome. You can pretty much find it. This might not be true. I don't know where you get, depending on what state you're in, I don't know where you find Sam Smith beers. For me, it's usually in a specialized store. I think in Massachusetts, any package store probably sells it because that's where you get beer, right? You don't get them at the grocery store? Or is that not true?
Some towns have them in the grocery stores.
Oh. Well, around here you can't get... Well, not around here being like 20 minutes up north from where you are. We can't get this in the regular store, and I think it's just because of the cost. But we'll get into that. So it looks awesome. It's got the, as we were talking about, kind of like a red, it almost looks amber, but darker. I don't know, like a really nice brown, like a sexy woman. It's got a nice head, like a sexy woman.
Oh my God.
Sexy women have nice heads?
Holy crap, dude. Is English your native language?
It's the dirtiest awesome. Thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, I said that.
You got a sexy head.
And you probably don't want to be using head in your first conversation with a chick anyway.
Especially if it has give in the word. Yeah. But no.
You have a beautiful head. Not like I want to like wear your skin, but...
No, baby, I don't mean that you would make a nice lampshade. I just mean that you have a sexy head.
All right, besides the sexy... Okay, this is nothing like a sexy woman. This is just a beer. Is that fair to say? It's silky smooth. Hey, has anybody ever just chewed on silk? Me neither.
No.
Well, if you did, I bet you it would taste like this beer. And that might sell. It might not. I don't know.
Dude, you have the weirdest analogies I've ever heard.
This is supposed to be an entertaining show, right? Now, check it out. It's smooth, very tasty, and easy to drink.
Wait a minute, Doug. Are you giggling?
You know what, Doug? Like
he has been, he's...
I'm just trying to visualize gnawing on himself and going, man, this would make a great beer.
he can't help himself. He has to think like that. He's a visual person.
Shit. Continue.
So
Derek had some kind of weird incident on Craigslist where he just tied up and left.
I was drinking. Do you mind? I'm trying to taste the beer, but I can't do it when it comes out my nose. Sam Smith tastes good coming out your nose.
And I'll give Doug some credit. I mean, even if he does giggle, he's sampled about 15 different brown ales, it seems.
Right. All right now.
Here's the thing about... I'll get into it when I review the beta. Never mind, sorry.
All right, no problem. The other thing about this beer, before getting the price of it, is it doesn't have any harsh bitter taste. So if you give this to a new beer drinker that doesn't mind trying a microbrew, I think they'll be pleasantly surprised. Just don't, you got to give it to them because it's kind of costly. So, how much does this thing cost? $10.99 for four. Now, that might sound bad, but it's not because the beer's awesome. So it's worth it, right? Would you guys buy, have you ever bought Sam Smith?
Yeah.
I never have, no.
Oh, you see, you're missing
out.
I mean,
I would, if just based on what you're saying that, you know.
Because you want to chew on silk too?
Yeah. Still accepting.
Right.
Our website's dedicated to that, so right. We'll just leave that alone.
I probably wouldn't if I, wandered into the liquor store trying to buy some beer. I probably wouldn't spend $10 for a four-pack, but if someone's telling me this is a really exceptional beer, I would.
Right. You probably do it to try it, which is my whole reason for promoting it, I guess. Because the thing is, it is expensive, and they're normal size, 33 or 333 milliliter. What is that, like 12 ounces? Yeah, 12 ounce beer. So you're not getting anything more. It's not like you're getting a big 20 ounce or anything. You're really getting more beers, but they're imported from Britain, so it's going to be a little more money. They have Tadcaster, and they have a whole bunch of different. They're Taddy Porter. They're made in Tadcaster. They have a whole bunch of different beers. This one I picked because it's obviously the brown ale. I think they have a, I don't know if they have a value or a seasonal pack. Like sometimes they mix them together to get a really good taste. Because if you're going to spend $10.99, that's only for brown ale. They have other ones too. So if you wanted to try other ones, it's going to kind of get expensive.
Yeah.
But it's totally
You really can't go wrong with, if you see a Sam Smith and it happens to be any type of variety of beer that you like, you can't go wrong with
right.
it. You really can't.
But you're still looking at, almost, $65 a case, right?
Yeah, I bought a case for my father for Christmas last year. He enjoyed it. That's the other thing, is if you're going to, if you know a beer drinker and it comes up on the holiday season, this is a great, or a birthday, it's a great gift because not everybody's going to go out and spend 12 bucks or 11 bucks on a four-pack. But you give them a case of this stuff, and, they're going to be very happy with you. And that's what you want when you buy a gift. For beer drinker, so that's not a bad idea. For the rating system, what I'm going to say is one shot for price, because one mug. Well, the rating system is going to go this way: 1 to 5.
Lunchtime.
Exactly, what he said. So
that'll be for the German one. We'll keep it straight for this.
Yeah. Oh, we get to do German beers. That would be awesome. So a rating 1 to 5 mugs. I'm giving 1, which is bad, is the price. The price is bad, regardless of how much you drink beer. It's $10.99. You got to really think about it. And it might be even more depending on where you are and what your taxes are. So, keep that in mind. Taste, I urge you to find a better brew. So I gave it, I'm going to give that one 5 mugs. For presentation, I say 4 mugs because the bottle kind of shows class, but it's not phenomenal. It's not like a real fancy bottle. It's kind of just the bottle with a cool logo. And they did glass engrave their name into the bottle. So that's kind of neat. Other than that, you're looking at a bottle of beer, whatever, for $10.99. For the buzz factor, I'm going to say 3 mugs because you're going to go broke before you're going to go drunk. It is 5%, but 4 beers, 5% alcohol, you can get a 6-pack of beer, 9% alcohol for, $6.99? So if your deal is you want to get real drunk, not the beer for you. If you want to sit down with some friends and drink some good beer, then buy a couple of these and have
but
them all
But I think that might
in.
Be the case in general with brown ales. But it's not the kind of thing you're going to drink to excess. It's
no.
something that you're drinking because you want that flavor.
Right, you drink an IPA if you're going to go for excess, I think. Because this is going to probably fill you up, to be honest. Before you drink all 4 of these, it's going to be like you just had a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
You'd have to go either IPA or like a barley wine style.
Right. Something that was made to have a lot of alcohol content. Let's see. Hey, Doug. So tell me a little about this Turbo Dog thing you're drinking. Funny name.
Okay. The Abita Turbo Dog, it's made in Abita Springs, Louisiana. Generally, you can find it, as far as I know, at least all up along the East Coast. It might be a little bit more difficult to find it in the northern part.
Yeah, we have a six-pack.
You can definitely find it. It is technically possible. It's much more prevalent in the South. In my opinion, you cannot get a better brown ale. And the reason that I say this is because after getting myself turned on to the Abita Turbo Dog, I have actually gone out and purchased pretty much every other brown ale that I could get my hands on just for comparison purposes.
There you go, Dave.
And you're right. And it's at this point, I have not found a better example of a brown ale. The color is perfect. It's a nice, deep, dark brown, borderline porter slash stout, but it's not as dark as those. So you have a nice, deep color. It's not very malty, and it's not very hoppy. The hop balance with the malt is perfect. Like Dave's, in my opinion, is a little malty.
So like a chocolate.
Sorry, go ahead. That's what I was just gonna say. So malty is like a caramelly, chocolatey type of taste. Or...
No, malty is more like it's kind of sweet. It's kind of sweet on the front end of your tongue. Mm-hmm. So like if you're drinking your beer and it tastes a little sweet on the front end, it's a little malty.
Okay.
You're really touching your tongue, huh?
He likes his tongue. Yeah. You should see him. He just sticks his tongue into beer like anybody's.
Yeah, and at the same time I say mine.
And then after that he follows it with malty. Okay, that might be a lie, but it did.
Were you gonna finish that?
It's a good way to save money on beer, I suppose.
He drinks it like a dog. He just licks it up. Hey.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
And what I would imagine is, Kate's is probably the way that Smutty Nose does their malts. They're all roasted malt, and they kind of like they have a really deep, almost charcoaly taste to them. So yours probably tastes very. I would want to say strong, maybe mid tongue to the back.
Bitter?
Yeah.
Where this doesn't have that.
I would definitely say more towards the back.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Say that slower. I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't have come up with that on my own, but since you're making that comparison, I would definitely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So my review is going to be a little more of a caveman thing. It's going to be like, taste good, taste bad. Well,
yeah. See, that's what I was just thinking as he was, you know.
Remember how everybody has their strong points, and we have Dave for tequila. We've got Doug for beer. Pretty much any of them.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
I absolutely love beer. And you know, that's what happens when you love things like
beer.
You drink a lot of it, and you learn how to differentiate the taste between the different varieties. But like what I did today was I went and purchased six different brown ales and then the Abita. So I've been tasting the different brown ales as I've gone through. The only one that I will say that I enjoy almost as much as the Abita Turbo Dog is the Brooklyn Brown. They make some. Actually the Brooklyn beers. Any of them are really good.
But are they really made in New York?
Well, let's see. The bottle says brewed and bottled by the Brooklyn Brewery, Utica, New York. So it's definitely New York, but
close enough.
Brooklyn.
It's still New York.
But the Abita Turbo Dog again. You cannot find a better brown ale.
Did you buy a Sam Smith Nut Brown Ale with your big mashup of brown ales over there? Or were you just ashamed that you knew that one was going to wreck them all?
I you know, honestly, I thought I did, but I didn't. And now when I realized I didn't, I was so pissed because I knew you were going to say that.
So, well, that's okay.
But in the event anybody goes out to purchase different brown ales, I've purchased a Cottonwood Lowdown Brown. Cottonwood, that's a North Carolina beer. The Left Hand Brewing Company Deep Cover Brown Ale. Not bad, a little hoppy, in my opinion.
The problem with some of these regionalized beers is that you're only going to be able to get them in a fairly limited area, right? I mean, I went to a pretty elaborate store today, and the strangest ones that I saw were places like Brooklyn Brewery and so on. Even the beer that I'm reviewing today is pretty much, you know, Northeast kind of thing. So,
right.
While it's interesting having the selection of like all these different beers all out there, I got to wonder how easy it is to get some of them.
That's the other issue, and that's where I think Sam Smith is more of a mass market because they've been around for so long that you can get a Sam Smith anywhere. It's expensive.
For the price rating, the price rating would be a 5. You can, well, at least I can, get a 6-pack for at most $6.99. Every now and then you'll find it on sale for $6.59. So. It's hard to find a beer of this quality for that price. Taste, 5.
Of course, because you made that clear.
Yeah, presentation, another 5. Again, you cannot, as far as I have seen with the different brown ale varieties that I have tasted, you cannot find anything as dark as this particular brown ale. Although, again, if I was up north and I had access to the Smutty Nose, I would imagine that the Smutty Nose is probably relatively dark.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have that in glass?
I did pour it into a glass earlier today. It's very dark.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Your buzz factor, Nick?
Buzz factor. It's a solid 3. You know, it's a beer. It's rocking maybe 5, 5.5.
That's pretty good, though. Well, considering the price, you could probably get wasted on 12-pack, and from what you're saying, you can get a 12-pack for the same as my 4-pack, right?
Yeah,
I mean, realistically, I mean, add some taxes in there, I'm sure it's pretty close. So, I guess when you're comparing top shelf, which I'm going to consider anything you're paying $11 or $10 or more for, it's hard to compare it down to the other stuff, because if it isn't better, then you wasted your money, right?
Yeah, it's either top shelf or marketing, right?
Right. And Sam Smith's been around for a few years, so I don't think it's just marketing. Let's see, 1758. That's a while. It's older than me. And if it's older than me, it's good enough to go. Anyway. So that's pretty cool. Thank you, Doug. You want to, let's save Kate for last, because that'll be funnier.
Oh, no. Let's get Kate over.
All right. we'll do Kate now, then.
Okay. Yeah, I did the Smutty Nose Old Brown Dog Ale.
That's two different beers, right?
It's one beer. They actually Old Brown Dog Ale was first brewed by Northampton Brewery, so maybe that's why it was listed as two different ones. But back in 1988, and the Smutty Nose Brewery was founded in 1994 by the folks who started the Northampton and the Portsmouth Breweries. So.
Have you been there? To the Portsmouth Brewery?
I haven't, but I know it's in your stomping grounds.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice place.
The coast city of Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Totally. Hey, did
beautiful
you do
Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
Did you guys do any Google searches for Brown Dog Ale on images.google.com? The third link is this drunk guy.
while Kate was talking about it, I just realized, dude, when I was up there a few weeks ago, I totally drank.
Yep.
Their brown dog ale. It really was. It was good. It was pretty light. It was light tasting.
It has
yes,
a brown dog.
In my taste review, it wasn't good. As heavy as I was expecting it to be.
Okay.
Because it's very dark. So anyway, this brew is actually only available throughout New England and the Mid-Atlantic states. So, and most recently New York City. So it's not available throughout the country, but if you are in the area or if you're visiting the area, I definitely recommend trying it. Let's see, for price, it's $8.50 for a 6-pack. So I gave it 3 mugs. It's not a bargain, but it's a decent price for a flavorful brew. So you can definitely get cheaper, but I think it's worth the price, so it's kind of middle of the road. taste, it's a tad bitter. Like Doug said, I hadn't really thought of where it hit me in terms of my taste buds on my tongue, but it definitely, I guess, was more towards the back. But it's a little bit bitter, a little bit of an aftertaste to it. I did notice a hint of sweetness. Maybe it's just me, but it did seem a little bit caramely to me. But it goes down very, very easy. It's not nearly as heavy as I expected it would be for such a rich-looking beer. And it's very easy to drink. Decent amount of carbonation, not too much, not too little. So for taste, I gave it 4 mugs.
Sweet.
yeah, you guys can talk too. Presentation, I gave it 5 mugs. The bottle is just, you know, a normal little bottle.
It's got a dog on it.
It's got a dog on it.
You know what?
Cute brown lab.
It's got a brown, isn't it a brown lab or something?
It's a brown lab.
Doug, you didn't have this stuff at our house?
Huh?
When you went over, when we go over my buddy Don's house, he has a brown lab, or they used to, it just recently.
Yeah, looks just like that dog.
Yeah, she recently died, but before, like,
did.
Yeah, a few years, not a few years ago, wow, shit, a long time ago. They used to buy brown dog ale, and that's when I was introduced to it. And the only reason they bought it, because it looked like their dog. Like,
just
they,
like her.
Yeah, so it looked just like their dog. So they would buy this stuff, and then like, hey, check this out. And you look at it, and the first thing he would say, because his father's kind of a joker, he's like, yeah, we had a custom made. It's got our dog right on it. And you're looking at it, you're like, holy shit, he's got power. And then you're like, no. And then he kind of laughs, and you realize, oh, no, it's just a dog. It looks like it.
So it's different than the Vietnamese brew actually made from dogs.
Exactly. those hit you in the they don't hit you in the tongue at all. They hit you right in the stomach.
Can we take an aside for a second?
We just did.
Would you actually, in the event you were in a country that served it, try dog? I've been to countries that serve it. I've not tried it.
You have not tried it, Derek?
Dude, I don't even eat shrimp. Come on.
Yeah. All right, yeah, good point. In Korea, it's still pretty common. There's a market right in downtown Seoul, in fact.
See? He's worldly. Kate, would you eat dog?
No, I wouldn't.
Cat?
Eat dog.
Rabbit?
Maybe. I don't like cats. So.
How about Argentinian soccer player?
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Would you try goalie?
Oh, dude. I would eat a goalie any day.
I'm not even going to go down that road.
So how's your buzz factor? Oh, wait, you still have some
I'm
presentation?
I'm talking about presentation.
Do it up.
I did pour it into a glass, and it is a really nice, deep reddish-brown amber color. And actually, I don't know if you guys noticed the head to your beer, but it definitely had a nice, thick, cream-colored head to it. You know when you get like a super thick.
You can say it.
You don't even have to giggle.
I just
could have probably pulled it off without a giggle.
Oh crap! Anyway, it's a perfect head, and
I like perfect head.
Pretty girthy.
Yeah.
So
my head was pretty big.
Definitely 5 mugs. The bottle's great. The label's cute, and the beer itself looks good. Buzz factor, I gave it 4 mugs. It's 5.7% alcohol, which is average for a beer is 5.0, so it's just a teeny bit above average. So that gets
what
a 4 mugs.
5.7.
Yep.
So that's 0.7 more than. So you can drink.
It's 0.7 more.
You can drink. If you drink 6 of those, it's like drinking an extra one.
You got it.
See? It's like you're getting one for free.
You said it wouldn't be any math.
I didn't do any math. That was all guesswork.
I don't think it was necessarily even correct.
No. It's not like I'm a freaking scientist here.
So I gave it 4 mugs.
I'm drinking Harpoon Brown Session Ale.
Does it actually have a harpoon in it?
It does not. No. Apparently there was some kind of lawsuit against that, so they don't do that anymore.
No free harpoons? Okay.
That was a bullshit lawsuit, too.
I agree. You could always use a harpoon. So Harpoon is another one of those kind of
sharp.
Harpoon's another one of those kind of local breweries, or more of a regional one. They're actually fairly good sized. They started out in around 86, And then in 2000, they bought another brewery called Catamount, which is based out of Vermont.
I've heard of them.
You don't see that stuff anymore, and that's why.
Damn.
I was going to say, no shit. I didn't realize they bought Catamount. Yeah, now that makes sense that you don't see Catamount anymore.
Yeah, now that you mention it.
You're a fucking genius.
Yeah, you know how it is. Actually, maybe you don't.
I know.
So they make six or seven different kinds of beer, and they mix it up, and they add some different ones. This is the most recent one that they've come out with, which started in March this year. What's cool about Harpoon in general is that they're really big in the community. Like, they have a lot of, you know, brewery tours and all that other kind of stuff. But they also make soft drinks, which is cool. They do root beer and cream soda and this orange and cream soda. Yeah, it's not bad.
Can you get me some of that stuff?
I don't remember ever seeing that in the grocery store.
It's sort of like an IPA kind of.
Yes, you go.
IPA? What is that?
India Pale Ale?
No, there's a company that makes root beer and stuff. IBC.
That's IBC, IBC, yes.
Yeah.
So, a bit like that.
Yeah, kind of a custom, tasty, good beverage, not just a normal mass market one.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, this is the first time I've had this one. I've had other brown ales, but I figured I'd try something that I hadn't had before for this. Price-wise, it's about like every other kind of microbrewery that you'll find. It's between, you know, $6 and $7 for a six-pack, so not too bad. Taste-wise, it's interesting. And I mean that in a good way and a bad way at the same time.
It's malty.
It has a little bit of a sweet thing going on, a little bit of a chocolate thing going on. But it also has one of the strangest aftertastes I've had in a brown ale. I normally view brown ales as being like this kind of smooth thing to sip on. And this one kind of bites you at the end of it. I don't really care for that so much.
No, they use a weird hop in it. I can't figure out what it is. I think it's like a noble hop, which is weird.
It tastes like an IPA with some other stuff in it to me.
Hey, if you want to know what a noble hop is, you know where you can go? Everydaydrinkers.com.
How about that? I'm not a big IPA fan. There's something about the flavor that I just don't really care for, so I tend towards other types of beer. And in fact, Harpoon makes one of my favorites, which is called UFO. It's a wheat beer.
Hefeweizen. We'll do wheat beers on another podcast.
I was just gonna say,
that's a must have. I just had one tonight.
Oh man,
Hoegaarden. What?
Fucking hate wheat beer.
You can find a good wheat beer.
I mostly drink.
All right, we'll rock the wheat beer in another different one.
Look, you guys still owe me because I did the overproof rum last week. So.
Yeah.
How do we owe you for that?
Well, my extremities are starting to gain feeling again, eating solid food. So it's pretty good.
Even though we didn't hold a gun to his head.
Exactly. I call BS on that because you were the one that picked the one at the back of your liquor cabinet.
Yeah, okay, good point.
All right, continue.
Anyways, I never gave it a proper rating. So for the price, I'd probably give it a three shots. Three mugs. It's a pretty average price for the type of beer that you have. Taste, I'm going to have to give it a three as well. It didn't knock my socks off. It wasn't anything special as far as I'm concerned. It tasted, again, not quite like the other brown ales that I've had. It's more of like a Scotch ale.
Oh,
sorry?
You're not really far off on that.
No, but you're right. Because the only Scotch ale I've had is from Sam Adams, and it comes with a kilt. Not like you wear it, but, you know, it's kind of got the kilt pattern on the box. And that's the only Scotch ale I've ever had, and I didn't know what it was, but it's kind of like a cream stout means a brown ale. Kind of like their love child.
Anytime you see Scotch anything in beer, expect super malty.
Yeah, it tastes like you're drinking chocolate. Sweet. It's like a Milky Way melted into the brew. It's weird.
So it doesn't quite reach that level. Then I mean, it certainly doesn't have that level of sweetness to it. So
yeah. I've never heard of that. The Scotch ale.
We'll have to try some.
Yeah,
it's hard to get.
There's a definite woody overtone to it as well. You can smell it too. It's got this kind of cedary almost smell to it.
Charred barrels, maybe?
I don't know about that. I don't think it's even seen the inside of a barrel. I think they do everything in steel.
What about the color?
The color's nice, actually. It looks really good. It's a very reddish amber kind of tone.
Very Newcastle-ish.
Exactly. A little redder than Newcastle, though.
Yeah, because Newcastle's almost like a dark butt. Well, not like a butt, but Newcastle's really, it's kind of gold almost, no? Goldish red?
It's very goldish red.
It's not like dark.
I disagree with Dave on that, but he has one in front of him, and I have a Newcastle in front of me, and I had that like last week, so.
Damn.
I actually quite like Newcastle. That's one of my favorites in this genre.
Yeah, I almost did a Newcastle.
To give you an idea of where my taste goes, and the reason that I like that one so much is that I find it to be much smoother. It doesn't have this kind of abrasive aftertaste to it.
No, you see, the thing... Oh, Jesus Christ, and I have a Newcastle in front of me. I'll wait until you're done.
You're going to be drunk. That's fine.
But mind you, I mean, where I come from is that I drink mostly wheat beers and stouts, so this is kind of a... You know, not a thing I would normally drink.
Right.
Are brown ales by nature just more bitter? Do they tend to be bitter? Or I don't usually drink brown ales.
It depends.
I don't think they're really bitter.
Their type of beer. You know, you have
an IPA some, can be bitter.
Like with an IPA, it depends on how it's made. It depends on the amount of hop in it. It depends on what type of hop they use. It depends on how much malt they use, what kind of yeast they use. So it you know, any variety, you can find something that's extremely smooth and not very bitter.
You know what I think is bitter?
Extreme.
A winter ale. Sam Adams winter ale, even in some of their lager, I think the Sam Adams winter ale or Pete's Wicked winter ale is very bitter to me. I don't know why.
I haven't looked at what it is. A lot of times they try too hard with the spicing. You
know yeah. I mean? And it's,
I just, when I think of brown ale, for some reason, I just assume it's going to be a little bit more bitter, but.
Mm-mm. No, it's more like you're chewing on silk.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Like, you know.
Right. Just
remember
think
the
of
first
that.
Time you chewed through a gag?
Right.
Yeah, panties.
Silk gag.
Yeah, silk. It's like.
Well, you know, gag, panty.
Right, it's all the same. I was thinking panties myself, because, you know.
Yeah. Silk panties. Hey, this
that
beer
time
so
in the
good.
Podcast. We all had.
Too
all
many.
Right, so I should probably finish this up, huh?
It's like lingerie.
So from a presentation standpoint, it's pretty average looking. It's a paper-labeled beer that has the typical Harpoon stuff on it, so I'll have to give that 3 mugs as well. It's actually fairly low in alcohol content. It's about 4.3, I believe.
Dude.
Oh, actually, and I have an explanation for that. So whenever you're done, I will give you why that happens.
How the hell? Okay, that's going to be awesome. I want to hear that. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like I said, I don't think this is the kind of beer you're drinking necessarily to go out and get rocked. It's for the flavor if you like this kind of. Right. And according to their website, the idea of a session is that it's something you're going to sit around and drink for some period of time instead of it just being, you know, something to complement a meal or something of that nature.
You know,
that is a new term.
I had never heard that. They probably made it up as a marketing spin. I don't really.
I've had brown sessions after long nights of drinking beer, but that's an entirely different thing.
No, I. All right, hold on. I'm having a hard time erasing that from my memory.
Yeah, Doug. Giggle sounds so much like Derek now.
Formatting. Dot, dot, dot. Okay, no more brown. All right, good go.
Yeah, that'll give you bad dreams, I know. So at any rate, I have to call it a fairly average beer. It didn't do that much for me. It was decent, you know. It had some complexity to its flavor, and that was cool, but I don't know if I'd buy it again.
That's not really good.
I'm with Dave on that.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well,
there are better choices in the genre, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah,
heck yeah, there are.
There's a style of beer that they just didn't do right, or at least this recipe. It is new, you said, right?
It is new, right?
So
it came out in March.
Theoretically, it could take
a
couple
of
years.
It's one of their seasonals, isn't it?
No.
No, it's a full-time beer for them now.
If it was a seasonal and Dave had it, that would be a little weird. Because if it came out in March and they're still serving it, I mean, you could still buy it in the store.
Yeah.
That would be not so good. But you know, but the thing is, the recipe is new, so they probably don't have a complete reaction to what people might think. So they could change the recipe if it's, you know, they could make it different in the future. No?
Well, I mean, Harpoon is pretty good about having tastings and stuff to determine what they should be doing and such. But
so that's what
yeah,
they want.
For some people, this might be great, but I just found that compared to some others that you could get, it's just not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the definition?
Yeah, why?
Can't wait.
All right, session beer, noun. Any beer that contains no higher than 5% alcohol by volume, featuring a balance between malt and hop characters, ingredients, and typically a clean finish, combination of which creates a beer with high drinkability. All right, here's my issue with that particular beer. It's too malty.
Like you drink a Milky Way?
Oh, no, it's just, it's
Twix?
Too sweet on the front end. It's not balanced right.
I think that's what it is. You get a sweet tone in the beginning, but the end of it is just not at all. And
see,
it winds up being
okay.
harsh.
I feel your pain there, because the Sam Smith doesn't have its equal, like the whole way. It's very smooth, which I think people are constituting smooth as it doesn't bite, it doesn't have an aftertaste, and it's not real sweet. So it's kind of everything, but not enough, you know, not overpowering and everything. So you don't really drink it and go, you know, then you don't pick out one specific thing.
Right, nothing hits you.
Right.
Negatively.
It's just, it's like silk. We already went
through that. Right, silk panties.
Anyway, that's why the Turbo Dog rules.
Because
it is entirely perfectly balanced.
It's like,
I really want to try that, actually.
It's like the Force. Well, I can see if I can find some. It's
can
hard
you edit
to find.
That out, please? Because I'd rather.
No, don't edit that. Don't edit the Force reference.
So
everybody can relate to the Force.
Right.
So all the bondage actually, stuff is all well and good, but I don't know about.
We can't talk about.
Oh yeah, that's definitely not cool. I'm sorry. Apparently, 5% not brown ale. You have two of them, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good for you, on the brain. Sorry. I don't know. Kind of tired.
On your brain.
Yeah, like it gives you a good buzz. After
Dude,
even two.
Can you bust out some differential equations?
I couldn't do that sober.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm sorry. Can't do that type of stuff.
See, that's a hallmark of a great beer.
Yeah, but does your Turbo Dog have a mug? Because I got a mug here.
Yes.
It says Sam Smith on it. You can get Turbo Dog mugs? Hey, can you buy Turbo Dog on the internet? I hope that's not a stupid question. Like, I've purchased, is a drunk term. I've purchased wine.
I was not going to call you on it, but.
But I caught myself, so I'm not that drunk. I've purchased alcohol on the internet. Like, I don't, Dave, you weren't at a Copia when we were doing it, but we bought some expensive tequila. And when you ship it to New Hampshire, they don't even card me. Like, the guy drops it off. He's like, here you go. I could be 12. Nice. He just handed me like a really $200 bottle of tequila. So that's kind of weird. But. There's certain alcohol you can buy.
If you in person, he can tell you're not 12, right?
No, actually, I wouldn't say that.
Right. What? No. Shut up. So can you buy Turbo Dog on the – like, do they have an online store? Because I know they're not a real big place. Like, I experienced Turbo Dog, just for the record, because they don't have it up here. You can buy it up here at one store, and they might have a six-pack, and if they don't, you got to wait a few weeks. But if you go to New Orleans, Mardi Gras, or you're just there for fun, any place, any bar on any of the in any of the French Quarter, you can just say Turbo Dog, and they'll know what you're talking about. They'll have it there.
Yeah.
And when you finish it, you just turn your body, look at somebody because you know they have the outside bars, and just be like Turbo Dog, and they give you another one. You do that all the way down any of the streets down there, and you're done by the end. It's awesome.
Actually, here's the thing about the Beta Brewing Company. In the event you are down south and they have a Beta, one of the other beers that I would recommend trying, at least trying, especially if they have it on draft, is the Beta Purple Haze. The Beta Purple Haze,
that's fruity,
is a little bit fruity.
Yeah,
it's a lot bit fruity, I would say. No, well, I mean, I had it the other night at a local place that has, you know, a substantial amount of things on draft, and I had a Magic Hat Circus Boy beforehand. And then
I was just going to say, dude, Magic Hat number 9 and Purple Haze, they're on par. I think. It's a berry fruity.
Although I prefer the Purple Haze. It's the Purple Haze is a little bit more balanced than the Magic Hat.
Magic Hat is just
found
crazy.
It a little bit perfumey, but it was still decent.
Yeah, it's kind of a homosexual brew. I like the
Abita
Amber.
Haze?
Yeah, he said he did. Yeah, that tap.
Yeah.
All right, good.
And what about Amber? Abita Amber is pretty good.
It is. Abita Amber?
Yeah.
Best cure for a hangover. That, french fries, and ketchup.
Shit, things I didn't know that I've got to write this down. Hold on a minute. Okay, good to go. What the hell are you talking about?
It's the best cure for a hangover.
Why?
Abita Amber.
You have to have
french fries and ketchup.
You have to have all of them together? So is it the vinegar? Yeah. Oh, okay.
What? Vinegar?
Yeah, you know, ketchup and...
It works out.
Oh, well, shit. I'm going to have to get some of that for that specific purpose. If I keep drinking the nut brown ale, I'm going to eat it.
So I just popped open a Newcastle.
Yeah.
Here's my issue with Newcastle.
It's got a
tastes
crappy
like a fucking lager.
A lager?
He's not
it
happy with this.
It tastes very much like a lager.
Now, wait, slow
especially
down.
Especially after having one, two, Kate. Three, four, five different varieties of brown ale.
Tonight? You had all these
tonight.
Shit, nice. I'd be on the ground drooling.
I've had the Brooklyn, the Turbo Dog, obviously, the Carolina Brewing Company, Nut Brown.
How much did you invest in this podcast?
Deep Cover Brown Ale.
That doesn't go halfway.
$20.
No.
Oh, and I got a Dark German.
Who?
Which is probably a lager. I got a Warsteiner.
Oh, Warsteiner, yeah. Warsteiners are good.
The other problem that I have with Newcastle is it has that fucking Euro skunk thing going on.
The Euro? Please define Euro skunk.
Is it when the beer needs deodorant?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's if you've ever had an import and you pop it open, it has like a kind of off, odd smell, and like the taste kind of keeps it. It's whatever they use to preserve this. And another thing that I don't understand why they do this with fucking Newcastle, but they put it in a clear bottle.
That's the problem. True. That's the problem.
I mean, if you're going to ship something or export something, for the fucking love of God, don't put it in a clear glass.
Right.
Put it in a brown bottle.
Or you need – well, there's a blog out on everydaydrinkers.com about this dealing with Corona, where Corona is also in a clear, and that's one of the reasons you need the lime is to try and kill the odor that occurs from keeping it in a clear bottle and having it start to decompose from the sunlight.
Actually, I was going to say that Corona, depending on how fresh or non-fresh it is, when you pop it open, it has the same kind of smell, but that lime...
Yeah, it kills it.
It kills it, and B, another thing that I thought about in... And the blog addresses this, and I was so happy that it addresses this.
I do my research.
Before I saw the research on it, for me, it was just theory. But I was like, you know, I bet that hops don't grow very well in Mexico, and that the lime would actually add to the hop, the acidic part of it, to balance the flavor. And that's
no
exactly
citrus.
What it does.
Right. There's no the citrus isn't there from the certain types of hops. So what's a lager then?
Obviously, more lager than brown. But,
so what's the difference between a lager and a brown?
Technically,
well, yeah.
Yeah, what makes it taste more like a lager?
The reason that the Newcastle. Hold on.
He's got to taste it. Hold on.
A, it's horribly light. You know, you get absolutely no malt off this, which I would blame on whatever yeast they use.
So a lager is lighter than a brown ale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, taste and mouthfeel.
I think
it's interesting because that word just sounded to me like it would be like heavy and thick, like a lager.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I think that's
the
just
lagers
stereotypical.
Lagers are always lighter than ales.
Okay. Right. A lager won't make a long trip. That's the big issue. It's like you can't... Back in the day, you wouldn't be able to take a lager from Britain to the New World or to India. It would be destroyed. Uh-huh. It tastes like vinegar. I don't know. That's why they had to create the IPA, because they couldn't get – you needed something with a higher alcohol content and stronger hops and a hardier hop. So they didn't have
– The weird thing too, though, is that there's American-style lager, which pretty much can be anything, you know.
There's an American-style IPA. And pretty much anything American style will spoil on long trips, because we don't sail on these boats anymore that take 6 months to get from point A to point B. So you don't really need the same type of strength that they had back in the day, like 1700s. So everything that's Americanized is going to be something, you know, for short trips that's going to give you the same type of recipe as what they might have had, but it's not the same thing, and you'd probably be on your ass anyway.
The technical difference between a lager and an ale, ales are bottom fermented and they're brewed at, like, let's say room temperature, you know, between like 72 and 80 degrees. Lagers are top fermented, and they are brewed at colder temperatures,
like basement,
40.
In your basement.
Like 36 to 40. And they're brewed for a much longer time, which is why lagers are lighter in color versus your ales. Like, if you've noticed, ales are always, you know, pretty
dark,
brownish or so.
Yeah.
Where lagers, like if you look at a Budweiser, they look like pee.
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually a good analogy. Is a bud is a lager. So you're, if you just think about it that way, you could probably figure out where. I mean, Sam, like, I don't personally like a Sam Adams lager for some reason. It's just bitter to me. But it has, it does, if you pour it into a glass, if you don't, it looks like a brown ale. But once you pour it in a glass, you realize it doesn't look much darker than a bud. It's got a little more head, because I don't think bud has any head at all. And it's got less carbonation. But it looks different. Like, it's just a very lighter, it looks like a diet drink. But it's not.
But I think really you have to not only take a look at the color of the thing that you're drinking, but also how it's made and what the flavor of it is. I mean, there's a beer that I drink called Xingu, which is a Brazilian black beer. And it looks like it's just going to taste like mud, but it's actually very light, very carbonated, and very sweet.
So like a Guinness. A Guinness is a light beer.
Well, if Guinness is a creamy beer, though.
Right. It's not light in color. It's just a light in alcohol beer. Like, Guinness, everybody thinks is like, badass. Like, everybody drinks a Guinness, they're like, this is badass, I'm a man. But it's just, it doesn't have that much actual alcohol in it.
Do you actually say that when you go out drinking?
No, I don't. No, you don't.
Foster's Australian for beer.
No, I go out and you want to know what I do if I go to a bar? The first thing I do is I find something on the menu. If it's like a big bar that has a bunch of taps, like draft of everything, I find the first thing I've never heard of, and that's what I get. That's just the way I am. I want to experiment. Like, I got some Draken dark ale or something at a place in Palm Springs a couple weeks ago. And it was like 9 or 10% alcohol, and you could feel it. It was horrible. But I tried it, and it was strong. But I wouldn't get it again. But now I know. If I went and somebody said, oh, you want one of these funny dragon ales, I'd be like, nah, no thanks.
But one of the cool things about beer is that it's brewed everywhere, right? And you can always find something local to wherever you happen to be. So for me, when I'm traveling around, I try to do something of that area, you know, so I can try something new.
Exactly.
It's great in Germany, especially, because there's a brewery pretty much on every block, it seems.
Of course. It's Germany. That's all they do there is drink.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Right? Right. You're landlocked. Come on. Well, almost. So you might as well just drink. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it. Doug, what do you can you explain to us, since you're obviously into the beer hardcore? Describe to us what the difference between, like, should a beer have a head, like a white foam on the top, a dark foam, a thick foam, a big head, or a little head, no head? What's the deal with that? You know,
technically, beer aficionados do take head into consideration, in as much that not only, and it's more than head, it's head and lacing. A nice head is you get, you know, an inch or so of thick carbonation, preferably white, large bubbles.
So not like a cream stout. Like a Sam Adams cream stout is almost a dark, it almost looks like a chocolate foam.
Different heads will actually have different
the malt, I think.
Different, you know, color. Like if it's darker, you know, it will have a darker head. If it's lighter, it'll have a lighter head. French or Belgian beers, you'll notice they all tend to have a very white head on them.
That would be a wheat beer, no? Pretty much. It'd probably be a wheat beer, a Belgian.
Yeah, potentially.
Like a Belgian
Belgians,
white.
They also have, you know, the Abbey style and the Saison beers. Not to be confused with Session, like I was earlier, like a fucking retard.
Okay.
if you go to a bar in Belgium, you'll see them when they pour the beer, they have a knife that they keep next to the tap, and they keep, like, scraping off the beer. They wind up serving it with, you know, 2 or 3 inches of head on the top of it.
Jesus. And then they carve it right off the top so it's nice and flat?
Now, if you do that in England, somebody will stab you because that's, you know... Because
they have a knife.
That's right.
Convenient.
Why, you can't have a head in England?
They don't want to see more than about a quarter inch or so of head because you're not getting as much beer that way.
You're trying to jet me out of my fucking beer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
but it,
and sakes, I have a knife. I'm going to fucking stab your ass.
And never let anybody convince you to order a shandy in a rough pub.
What is that? Something that's supposed to get you stabbed?
Shandy is when they add lemonade to the top of the beer. It's like a summer drink, but it's also like a chick drink. So
some guys
that I was working with told me to order one in a really dodgy pub. And yeah.
A dodgy pub.
So the lacing, that is when it clings to the glass, or what's the lacing?
Yeah.
That's exactly what
you
it
get
is.
A drink at first.
And you want to see some of that, or?
Yeah, actually, having a nice bit of lace around your glass is a very nice compliment to the overall presentation of
the
beer.
See, you don't get that with Sam Smith, or at least with Nut Brown Ale.
Definitely get it with the Smutty Nose Old Dog.
There's there's no lace on the Nut Brown Ale at all. Zero.
It's weird. Actually, the Beta has a really, really nice head, and it has decent lacing.
See, I thought the head, based on the picture there, was way too big.
Somebody just fucking vertical just dropped it into the glass to get that, to do that.
Oh, yeah, that is totally just somebody who's fucking around. Like, because you could do that with a lot of, and they used a wheat-style beer mug, which is, if you use that type of mug with a wheat beer, that might be more like what it's supposed to look like, maybe a little less than that, maybe right at the edge where it starts to curve, it would be all head. But they do that on purpose. But I've done that with beers. If you just pour them really fast, it's like, well, what happens if you pour soda into a drink of ice? That's, you know, it's going to explode everywhere. So it's the same type of deal. You got to kind of – I assume a master would be good at, you know, pouring it to get the head but then slowing it up so that it lands perfectly.
Yeah, I can do that. you know, I broke the
technique, because some people would like to know how to do that.
All right, so you want your glass at maybe a 50-degree angle, maybe 60, 50 to 60.
Oh, fuck, I'm
and then
math.
Your beer is going to come up, and it's just going to pour right down the glass. And so it's going to, when you do it, it's going to just back into the bottom. And then when you're done and you tilt your glass upright, you have about an inch of foam, like what I just did with my Brooklyn Brown.
You see that? You knew he was doing it right then because he had to calculate all the math.
Yes, as he was.
Freaking play-by-play. Yeah. You're a genius.
That's actually a fairly red, hue-ish tone to the head.
Ooh.
And the thing with the Brooklyn Brown, it's pretty hoppy. You can, like, smell it right out the fucking gate.
So it's a red head, so you're saying the carpet matches the curtains?
Red heads are the best.
Yeah, totally. I don't know why. So what you're saying then is it's good to have a head, but not good to have one that's extreme. And you want some, lacing.
If it's extreme, you probably poured it wrong.
So it could be if it's a draft, then your bartender poured it wrong. Then you should ask for your money back,
fucking bastard.
Or don't tip him
to pour another one.
Yeah, you fucked this up. Pour me another one. Unless you're in Germany, then it's cool.
You know, honestly, I have learned so much just by listening to Doug tonight. I mean, I didn't know.
Now you know how to give good head.
Front of the tongue, back of the tongue, size of the head. Lots of things.
Keep going.
I know. I realized it was going in the wrong direction. So
no,
that
was pretty good.
I definitely learned a lot.
You can also go into mouthfeel.
Yeah.
I've definitely had beers that were very light that needed more mouthfeel.
I love
which would be more malt.
Uh-huh. We're still talking about beer here, right?
Doug, yes, Doug
I hope
is.
Not.
Somebody's
it goes, I hope not.
No, I knew you.
That's
no,
so wrong.
That's so right.
No, but I mean, all kidding aside, I really have learned a lot. It's great.
See, that's why we're here.
Yeah,
we're here to help everybody.
Clearly, Doug is the beer professional.
Yeah, I just write
I don't
blogs.
Know what my strong suit is. I don't have one. I don't think I have a strong suit. Maybe red wine, but
maybe wild turkey.
Yeah,
maybe wild turkey.
We'll do the wild turkey podcast.
Yeah, that is good.
That was my turn.
Is that Derek or Doug?
No, that was me.
Okay. I'm starting to get you guys.
Yeah, that happens. Changed. We're awesome. We grew up together, so we have the same voice.
Actually, Derek has
yeah, Show Me definitely has the same voice as me.
Right.
The thing is, no, Doug. I mean, Derek and Doug, you guys both have very different voices, but all of a sudden you've developed the same giggle, so I don't know.
No, I can't talk, Doug. I can try, but it's not going to happen.
Doug has a very soft voice like that, and Derek is more like hyper, you know.
That's because Derek was born hyper.
Which is a good quality for a podcaster. But.
Right.
Poor Dave, so even killed.
Yeah.
Dave is just, there with the one-liners.
I'm just napping. It's all good.
He takes little naps.
Exactly.
Next week, we're going... On the next episode, we're going to try to cover a holiday season drink. It's going to be either a wine or a eggnog brandy or, what is it, mulled wine? Is that what you call it? Mm-hmm. We'll have to do some research and figure out if we can get something more seasonal. So this is Derek Schomer for Dave, Kate, and Doug, and our producer, Luke Lidal. You've been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers. You can find us at everydaydrinkers.com. Thank you. Bye. Have a good day. Hasta luego. Hasta luego. What's up? I mean, you could drink anything. It looks like brown ale. You have a brown glass, right?
And that was Voltron.
Exactly.
Does anyone else hear weirdness?
Yeah.
What?
I was totally going to ignore it.
Okay, I was too, but I couldn't.
What happened? Not me.
Derek, your beard's torqued up again.
Fuck you.
I can keep going. That's what
you do. You sound fine to me.
Okay. I can't help it because I sound like a freak.
And?
Freakier than normal.
There you go.
Please do edit this out. Actually, I know when I ask it doesn't actually happen, but...
You're still there, Kate? Kate? Okay, anyway.
Hold on, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. you just went like loco and all this noise and... It's all better now.
Did I, you know what? Because I had to put my headset down and I forgot to mute it. I apologize.
Hey, that's no problem.
Was that a pee run?
No. I had to go get a bottle because I didn't have my beer next to me. And I was going to announce that I was leaving, but I thought that might not be a good idea. So
instead, you just hurled your headphones across the room.
Dead on.
Fuck you guys.
Screw you and your beer drinking conversation. Hey, did I mention I'm drinking out of a Sam Smith glass?
Is it before or after you hurled the bottle across the room?
Me done with bottle!
I swear, I didn't huck my headphones, I just dropped them on the couch. But I thought I muted it, I apologize.
I didn't see your bar go up when everybody was talking.
Doug?
Doug!
I think he's gone.
The beer might have done him in.
Yeah,
sippy break.
He just passed out. He's like,
he didn't whip his headset across 20 ounces.
I think I might have been loud. My wife just came up the stairs and she pulled the door tighter.
Oops, you were.
I thought she was trying to get in. I was like, come on in. It was going the other way. Oh well.
You didn't sound loud. But you did have that little
giggling carries.
Giggling. It cuts through walls.